You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Monday, December 19th. We are less than a week from Christmas. Where does the time go? Talking to Adam McKelvey, our Brewers reporter today. Adam, thank you so much for the time. And Adam, I think you'd agree that we're a little hot stoved out right now, talking about the trades and the deals and the free agency and what player could go where. So I want to kind of switch things up a little bit in the spirit of the holiday season and kind of do a Christmas-themed podcast tying in to the Brewers team in 2016. So, Adam, with that in mind, I want to ask you to start off. Which player on the current Brewers roster would make the very best department store Santa Claus, do you think?
Well, I'm going to fudge Matt on this because a little bit because he's a free agent, but he was with the Brewers all last season. But Blaine Boyer would be a great Santa Claus. He had the beard going, and he would be a nice red-haired Santa, which I think we all agree there need to be more of. So he is, technically not a Brewer. I don't know that they're going to bring him back. Possibility still is this is a team that's looking at bullpen guys. But I think Blaine Boyer would make a hell of a Santa Claus.
Now, assuming that the red-haired Santa does not come back to the team, is there a backup or runner-up candidate here?
Well, I can't give you, the beards. I'm searching for beards. and the closest I'll give you is Matt Garza. How about okay. Matt Garza? He's the count. He's got that little goatee, that like 7-inch long goatee. Mm-hmm. He'd be a very terrifying Santa Claus. But, the kids are screaming and crying anyway, so might as well make Santa scary.
They wouldn't know the difference, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe they'd love it.
Maybe they would. Kids these days, right? You can never tell. So two good options there if Boyer does not return to the team. Matt Garza, step on up. Question number two, Adam. Rudolph, as we all know, the undisputed leader of Santa's reindeer. So within that Brewers clubhouse, who would you say is the Rudolph of that group?
Well, I will go with Jonathan VR, not necessarily because he's the you-rah-rah guy. I don't know really if the Brewers have that guy with this particular team. But he is the leadoff man. He is the guy that got them going offensively this past season, led the major leagues in steals, a great breakthrough story. And I think like Rudolph, kind of an underdog, a guy who was not expected going into the year to accomplish what he ended up accomplishing. So I think he impressed Donner and Blitzen and everybody else with what he was able to do.
I would agree with that. And Adam, do you think that given the current state of this Brewers team, they're trying to rebuild and they had a difficult 2016. Do they need that guy, a guy that can, rally the troops and maybe get in somebody's face when things aren't going well? Or is that maybe a bit overrated, do you think?
Well, I go back and forth on this because I think, too, the really good Brewers teams that I've covered, 2011 being probably the best Brewers team I've covered, and they did have those kinds of guys. They had Craig Counsell as a player, and they had Mark Kotze. And then even back before that, if you look back to, 08, 09, they had a Trevor Hoffman on the team. So they've had iterations of the club that have had that kind of a guy. But, it seems to me that this is something that we always – talk about with good teams. If you're a good team and you have good players, those things just kind of happen naturally, and I'm not sure that you force that you need to, say, acquire a player who fits that kind of a mold. I think it just kind of happens. So, Jonathan Lucroy was kind of becoming that for the Brewers. He's obviously not there anymore. I think as they develop and they move forward, somebody is going to become vocal as they get more comfortable and sort of established in the big league.
Yeah, I think it's one of those organic things. It's not something you draw names out of a hat for. It's just something that comes to be. Hopefully with more success, somebody will step up and assume that role. We'll see what 2017 brings. Adam, question number three. I think I'm going to know your answer to this, but you might surprise me. After a difficult 2016, which player should stand underneath the proverbial mistletoe with the fan base to kind of kiss and make up and wipe the slate clean and get a fresh start for 2017?
Well, now I'm curious who your pick is because I was going to say Jimmy Nelson.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Peralta.
Okay, so this is the two-headed starter. Let's give this to them both. Willie Peralta, I guess it's the difference of how they finished. Willie Peralta was their opening day starter. Was so bad that they optioned her to the minors, of course, for the middle part of the season. But then he came back in September and was really good, and as Craig Counsell said, pitched his way back into the plans for next season. Nelson, though, did not finish the season well. And there's frustration with Jimmy Nelson, I think, like several years ago with Willie Peralta, in that the fans have watched him come up. They've watched a couple of years of big league service for Jimmy Nelson. And the expectation is that these guys each year take this step forward and that the line of their progression is up, up, up. And, you know, Craig Counsell, we've had this conversation with him on many players. He really makes the argument that that's not the way every player develops. For some guys, it's up and down. And for Jimmy Nelson, it was a down last season. They are, though, committed to him as a starting pitcher. I think they're committed to him in this rotation. He's going to start to cost a little bit more now in arbitration, so the stakes are a little higher. But I think he is a guy that is very important, even more so than Peralta, because the Brewers have him for a longer period of time. I think he's going to be an important guy as they try to get out of rebuilding and get back to, you know, trying to compete. Jimmy Nelson would be a guy you'd expect to lead that.
Yeah, it's not always a linear progression, as you expanded upon, and maybe a guy like Jimmy Nelson needed a season like this to kind of, you know, get his stuff together and to rebound in 2017 and hopefully have a bounce back like we hope that Peralta continues to have. As you said, a fantastic September. Maybe the two of them can bring those things, those good things, good vibes into 2017. Adam, question number four. Assuming every player on this team is an eight-year-old boy, which player would be the most enthusiastic or hyper to wake up the earliest on Christmas Day to tear open their gifts?
This is a really, really hard question, and I'm sorry to repeat, but I have to go with Jimmy Nelson. His motor runs higher than most players I've ever seen, and when you see him running around the clubhouse, even on a day he doesn't pitch, a lot of the starters on the day they don't pitch, they're real laid back and playing cards and hanging out. And the motor kind of purrs at a low RPM. He's always flooring it. And I could definitely see him being the kind of guy that's out of bed, you know, banging on his parents' door at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I would agree that if you're hyper on the days you're not pitching, I can only imagine what his motor is like on the days that he
even,
is.
We've even asked, you know, is it too much sometimes? Hmm. You worry about a guy just wearing himself out.
Yeah.
But we've been assured that he will, in fact, be okay.
Well, that is reassuring. And like you said, he would be the guy that's, you know, banging on his parents' door at 5 a.m. Mommy, Daddy, it's Christmas morning. Okay, Jimmy, we'll be right down. So, Adam, let's kind of transition from Christmas into New Year's, and a very simple one here as we all make New Year's resolutions. And by January, I don't know, 13th or 14th, most of us have abandoned them. But let's assume that the Brewers keep theirs. Quite simply, what is the Brewers' New Year's resolution for 2017?
To keep piling up prospects. Because why would they stop now? They've done it for basically 2 years now. And they've totally remade this prospect list. And I think that David Stern's resolution should be to not stop here. And to me, that means continuing to trade off the assets that you've got. There's been very little talk this winter about Ryan Braun, besides you and I talking about him every week on these podcasts. That, I think, will change a little bit as that power market kind of settles itself out. And, you know, the Edwin Encarnaciones and Mark Trumbull and those guys, the free agents, the guys that don't cost you any players to sign, just cold hard cash, fall off the board. I think we'll see more action with trades, and that will mean Ryan Braun. But I think their resolution should be to see this thing all the way through, go all the way. If that means a tough year coming up, well, that's all right. You'll get a nice, pretty draft pick in 2018.
There you go. You know, don't go 50-50. Go all in or all out. And it looks like the Brewers want to go all in with this trend, pile up the prospects and see what happens in the next couple of years. Great stuff, as always, from Adam McKelvey, our Brewers reporter. Adam, a happy holiday to you and yours, and we will talk again soon, no doubt. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.